This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show with a fan. What do you have your arms lifted for, man?
Because I'm looking at the higher love.
Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com. He is Matt Wyrick. What's going on, Matt?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Doing well, man. We know you're down in Sarasota living your best life. Tell us, man, what kind of shape are these guys showing up in spring training this year?
Yeah, I mean, everyone looks good. I know Adley Rutschman got a few comments from coaches on how he's looking. To me, the first person who jumped out was Jackson Holliday. He definitely looks like he's put on some more muscle this offseason. It was tough to tell at the Birdland Caravan because they're all wearing their jerseys and everything, but you can definitely see it in the locker room. He is looking like not as much like the thin little 20-year-old that he was last year, maybe more the part of a major leaguer. So interested to see how that translates.
Yeah, we were just talking about it earlier, and I think I brought it up with everyone we've talked Orioles with, that seems like there's a logjam of players and trying to figure out how you're going to get at bats for them, mainly in that DH spot, corner outfield, maybe first base. What are your thoughts on what they have there? Because one of the big questions is, how much are we going to see Kjerstad? Because I want to see him more than the other guys.
Yeah, you know, I think Kjerstad is almost going to be kind of like a utility player. I mean, at least my read on it based on comments from Mike Elias so far, but it seems like they want to get him at bats, and they know that they have O'Neill in right field, who has an injury history and maybe some platoon splits that they can maybe get some at bats there for him. They can give a guy like Kowser or Mullins a day off and get Kjerstad in there. They can get him in at DH, and potentially with how much we see Ryan Mountcastle versus Ryan O'Hearn, you know, they could end up being just a strictly first base platoon, or maybe just a slight share of DH, less so than last year, which could open up more at-bats there. So it's kind of going to be, you know, I feel like a rotational thing, something where you kind of have to get at-bats where you can get them, and he's probably still going to be a pinch hitter in some situations, but it certainly seems like there's more of an opportunity this year than there have been in years past.
Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, joins us right now. Matt, Yennier Cano, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Cienel Perez, Gregory Soto, on top of adding Felix Bautista back on the back end. How's this bullpen shaping up for 2025?
Honestly, I think it's a pretty solid group. You know, this is a bullpen that was top five in baseball just 2 years ago, and I think that having Felix Bautista in at closer, obviously when healthy and at his best, one of the best closers in the game, but he also just allows a lot of these guys to slide into roles that I think suit their individual skill sets a little bit better. They really are set up to have matchups very well this year. They brought in Andrew Kittredge, who I think is one of the premier setup men, also when healthy in baseball. If you look at his numbers from the last 4 years, they're very impressive. So I think they've got the crew to really match up well in the late innings. And really, you know, I think they have four or five, maybe even six setup men who are capable and could emerge as those guys in the back end. We're just going to kind of have to see, you know, you never know with bullpens, it's a bit fickle. But as we get into the season, who is looking right and who isn't, I feel like they have enough pieces to kind of cover their bases.
Hey, Matt, you brought up Adley and how he looks, and the coaches were obviously taking notice. Do you think he was playing with an injury last year? Do you think something was off? Because there's a lot of fans that have written him off, just like, hey, I don't want to sign this guy. He was terrible last year. I think he's more of the guy we saw in year one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly possible, and a lot of people have pointed to how his numbers started to dip down when he got hit in the pitch by a hand. He only missed one game with that injury, but, you know, catchers are almost always banged up. I think that's important context to know. You know, these guys really go through a grueling 162 games with what the weight they put on their bodies. their knees, things like that. So you always kind of expect catchers to be dealing with something. So I think if I were to be projecting his 2025, I would certainly be more interested in looking at the larger sample size that we had of his first 2.5 seasons than just the last couple of months of last year.
Matt Wyrick joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Robinson Chirinos, last 2 years, James McCann. The Orioles have had tremendous leadership out of that backup catching role. How does Gary Sanchez fit that?
Yeah, you know, I think Sanchez offers a little bit more prolific of a bat, certainly in the power department, than James McCann did last year. And we saw McCann get a fair amount of starts against lefties, you know, playing at catcher spot. We saw him start in a playoff game. So certainly it was an important role for the Orioles and Brandon Hyde. And I can imagine that Gary Sanchez could maybe fit that role a little bit better. And, you know, they certainly aren't saying that Samuel Basayo will be up in the majors this year. But if he were to be, I think that it would actually make sense for them to have three catchers because of the type of hitter that Gary Sanchez can be. If he can put together that type of season, it's certainly something that could play. So I would imagine he is going to get a fair amount of bats again. You know, they love to get Adley Rutschman in the DH spot to get him off of his legs. So certainly he's going to play an important role for this team. And if he can unlock any of the offense that he's shown in years past once again, I think they had a really sneaky find at the catcher spot.
Yeah, I'm curious your thoughts. I mean, Basayo, Mayo, and of course Jackson Holliday. I mean, we've talked about these guys ad nauseum. But I understand why the team doesn't want to trade anyone. Do you, in watching them, do you see the reasons why they have those guys so highly touted and the reason why the Orioles do not want to move them?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, especially Kobe Mayo and his bat. I know that it didn't play at the major league level last year, but to see the type of production he had in AAA, I made the trip down to Norfolk and watched him. I mean, the power is insane. If he can put it together and reach base at a decent clip, I think he's got 30 to 40 home run potential, and that just doesn't grow on trees when it comes to prospects. Obviously, Holliday, one of the best prospects in the game in his own right, and somebody who I think adapted very well to second base. I have to think they feel very highly about their former number one pick. It's just going to be a question of when can they create these opportunities for these guys, as we've seen with Kerstad. You know, as good as some of these prospects might be, the path to the majors just isn't always there in this organization. And certainly for Kobe Mayo and Samuel Basayo, they are pretty well blocked at multiple fronts right now. So it's a little tough to see how exactly they're going to fit into this team's 2025 plans. But certainly with looming threats of injuries, there's probably going to be an opportunity down the line.
Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, are you tweeting while you're down in Sarasota?
I'm tweeting and I'm on Instagram. Give me a follow on both at by Matt Wyrick.
There you go. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Good stuff, man.
Appreciate you.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, Matt also had this fine, too, which I thought was interesting.
W-E-Y-R-I-C-H, just letting you guys know how to spell it. W-E-Y-R-I-C-H. What you had, Jeremy?
It's B-Y Matt Wyrick. So by Matt Wyrick, that's where you can follow him. No, he had this cool fine statistically, and you always look at some of these anomalies and the numbers going, I can't believe this guy's on this list. But it was... he had a list of certain players that have only done this number. Like it was a xFIP of a certain number and a WHIP of a certain number. Right. I'm trying to find it now. I just lost it. But anyway, so on the list, it was like Tarik Skubal, Paul Skeens, all these names. And then all of a sudden you get to the bottom and Keegan Aiken's on that list.
Really?
Yeah, of guys that have fit in this mold. Where their WHIP is, where their FIP is, like all these things that apply.
Where they name it.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, well, what's the name?
It's not too good.
It's not too good.
But yeah, so I thought that was an interesting take by him, just looking at where he fits in with those guys. Another guy that was on that list, because a lot of them are starters, is Ryan Walker, who is the up-and-coming closer for the Giants. Mm-hmm. So maybe Keegan Aiken's turning a corner.
Maybe. I always thought he had good stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not knowing what to do with it.
Yeah.
Orioles are one of those organizations, though. They have patience, and they figure things out with guys.
Plus, Trump won the presidency, so this guy's just going to – remember that was a thing last year?
Yeah.
They were just looking at Trump, and then all of a sudden how Keegan Aiken took off after – what was it, the assassination?
Yeah, that was the assassination attempt. I forgot about that.
That was a stupid thing.
That was during baseball season?
Yeah.
Man.
That was July.
Jeez.
Yep.
Mateo went down, so, you know, it was...
Oh, here it is. Here's the list of pitchers to post a sub-1 whip and a FIP below 3, minimum 75 innings pitched. And, yeah, Tyler Glasnow, Paul Skeens, Tarik Skubal, Ryan Walker, Cade Smith, who was ninth in Cy Young voting as a bullpen piece, and Keegan Aiken.
Keegan Aiken.